Here at our main pantry, it wouldn't be unusual for us to see 100 plus people receiving food every day. And that's all shut down right now.
That was Dee Dee Flounlacker, the executive director of Manna Food Pantry, standing outside their flooded headquarters with a fold-up table, a pot of coffee, and a box of donuts on April 30th, 2014. Their offices had just been flooded and were unsafe. They'd lost over three-quarters of their inventory, and their operations had been shut down indefinitely.
I'm hoping that one of the things that will come to a conclusion is finding a new location, because this is our second flood in less than 2 years.
Now, those hopes are a reality.
Manna has finally found our new home, and we are really excited about it. We are moving to 3030 North East Street. That's the old site of the Pensacola Mill Supply Building.
Flounlacker says the move will keep Manna centrally located and easily accessible by public transportation.
It's actually a position between two bus lines. It's also only a few blocks from the bus terminal. It's between Leonard Street and Tahar. And it's really not too far from downtown. And you know, for us, we wanted to stay somewhere near this area, less than 2 miles, actually, from where we are right now, because so many of the folks that we help tend to come from this area. And so I had a lot of folks telling me I was looking for a unicorn when I told them what we needed in a building, but we have found our unicorn.
After the flood in April of 2014, it took Manna a few months to rebuild their inventory, move into temporary offices, and get operations going again. From there, the search for a new location began.
None of us anticipated, I think, it taking this long. And some of that is because of, quite honestly, having a hard time finding the right place and the right location, the right size. I mean, just so many things came into play because we didn't want to rush in and just make a decision just so we could and move. The other part is, you know, Bob, we take very seriously the donors who support us and take very seriously making sure that we're spending their money wisely. And so a lot of due diligence went into finding a site. We actually have looked at about probably 30, 35 properties in the area trying to find the right one.
There have been some false starts. In the fall of 2014, Manna purchased a 4.5-acre property from the Escambia County School District near North Hayne and Tarragona Streets. But plans to build on that site fell through and the land is now back on the market. Dee Dee Flounlacker says those issues will not be repeated at the new location. She says the old Pensacola Mill Supply Building has a lot of warehouse space that's ideal for storing non-perishable food. The rest of the building needs some work.
We'll have to put on a new roof. There's a lot of interior work that has to be done as well. We'll be also making sure that we have a fire sprinkler system in there. So there's quite a lot of stuff that has to be done to it. And we want to, again, you know, make sure that we do it right. You know us, we're pretty simple and grassroots. We're not looking to create a palace, but we do want to be sure that we create a place that people can feel safe and be proud of to come in.
Dee Dee Flounlacker says the renovations to the building will begin shortly. A capital campaign to raise additional funds for the new site has begun and will be ramping up in the coming weeks. And she has one final bit of good news.
I'm happy to tell you it is not in a flood zone.
Manna Food Pantry should be moving into their new location on East Street in Pensacola early in 2017. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.